Chapter 24. The snow had been coming down for a few hours. It fell straight down without even a hint of wind to blow it one way or the other. Celeste sat with her coffee staring out the windows that watched over her lake. The house was quiet. Keats was lying on her feet and being very still. The bustle would begin when Ron got out of bed. It was a Sunday in December. Next Sunday would be her birthday. The house was fully decorated for the holidays. Celeste inhaled the warming aroma of the coffee as she heard Ron stirring upstairs. Keats was the first to hear his sounds and made his way up the stairs one step at a time. He would place both paws tentatively on the step above and then jump with his stronger back legs. As he got more used to the repetition, he moved faster, made it to the top. He did not stop to admire his accomplishment, but hurried toward the sounds coming from the bathroom. Celeste was grinning and huddled into the comforter that she had wrapped around her. She thought about whether her mom would be proud of her now. She had a home. She had a great job. She had a man who had been right there for her and for Angel. Her poor mother, only 10 years older than she was now, and gone for almost 20 years. The wall of windows was beautiful, and she would not trade it for anything. But the house did get chilly as the cold seeped in from the little unseen places that an old house has. She felt very peaceful as she watched the snow. She could barely see the lake now. The snow and the trees seemed to hide it. She knew it was very cold outside and did not want to move. Ron came down the stairs holding Keats in his arms. Puppy Dog was licking the underside of his chin, and Ron was smiling. The puppy squirmed free when he bent over to kiss Celeste, and Ron lowered Keats gently to the floor. He slid his hands inside of her nightgown and squeezed her breasts as they kissed. Celeste jumped. "Your hands are cold," she said accusingly. Ron grinned. "Good morning, dear one." He put his hands on his hips and looked out at the view. "This is just beautiful. Every day is a new picture." "Do you think you could light a fire later?" said Celeste. "As soon as I come back from the store," said Ron. "You're not going out there, are you?" "We need a newspaper," said Ron. "You're crazy. It looks frigid out there." "I'll be fine. Are you going to warm me up when I get back?" He was grinning that naughty little grin that promised fun in bed. "Not on your life," said Celeste. She involuntarily pulled the comforter closer around her, but felt a shiver of delight at his words. "Let the puppy warm you up. He's old enough to have a job." Ron's response shocked her. "He's coming with me." He got his moon boots out of the shallow living room closet. Keats saw him and started wagging his tail frantically. The enthusiasm of the wags and the size of the tail caused his entire backside to shift from side to side as he wagged. Ron stomped his feet down to make sure he was securely in his boots, and the motion and sound caused the joyous Keats to turn in a wagging circle. Celeste felt secure but a little worried as she watched him. "Dress in layers," she said. Ron grinned with expectation but did not answer. He looked down at Keats. "I'll be back for you as soon as I get the car cleaned off." The puppy stared at his face and seemed to understand, but when Ron started down the stairs, he was right on his heels. He was out the door with Ron before Ron could stop him. The two stood under the overhang of the deck outside the door. Keats was tentative about the sight of the snow everywhere, and at first sniffed it and then licked it. Ron looked over at him and said, "This isn't so bad." He walked to the car, opened the door and lifted Keats inside. The puppy put his two forepaws up below the window and watched as Ron cleared off the car. The snow was not yet over the front of his boots yet, and the car eased out of the driveway normally. Ron looked over at Keats. "Be a good boy, or you can't come with me to do this anymore." The puppy seemed to understand and whimpered to have his window opened. "It's snowing out," said Ron. Keats whimpered again, and Ron said, "Don't tell Celeste," and pushed the button to lower the window all the way down on the passenger side. Keats looked out with his forepaws on the top of the sill and his tail wagging in a slower, more controlled fashion as they drove down the road with snow whipping in the passenger side window.